Well, and the election dovetails with our first story. If you buy your health insurance through a government-run federal or state exchange, your premiums, on average, could be 22% more for a mid-level plan next year, according to new data from the Obama administration. And if you're shopping around for a new plan on the exchange, you might have fewer options to choose from because several insurers have dropped out of the marketplace. Sarah Cliff covers health policy for Vox.com. And Sarah, this is happening at the worst time. The Obama administration have been scrambling with big pushes on social media to get young, healthy people to sign up when new open enrollment starts November 1st to bring costs down. So remind us, why are our premiums going up so significantly?
So premiums are going up for a few reasons. One, like you mentioned, there's a lot less insurance carriers this year. You have a lot of states that have just one insurance plan, and that concentration is really leading to higher premiums when you don't have any competition. Another reason, like you mentioned, is young adults, that we have seen fewer than expected young people sign up for Obamacare. The administration hasn't really hit its targets for young adult enrollment. And one of the reasons that matters is young people tend to be healthier, they tend to have less healthcare needs, and that helps bring down the premiums for everyone. So those two things really clash together in kind of a perfect storm for raising premiums.
Right. It's a vicious cycle because some of the insurance companies are saying we're covering too many of the unhealthiest, and we're not getting help from the healthy, and they're dropping out. Look, a lot of people who buy on these government exchanges are low income, not low enough, obviously, for Medicaid, but low enough that they get government subsidies. But something like, I think, 17% don't. So what? Tell us more about what these cost increases mean for them.
Yeah, so for that 17% of people who aren't getting subsidies, this is going to be really hard. And I think it's a really big question of what those people decide to do. You could guess that on one hand, these are people who might have really chronic healthcare conditions. The reason they're buying unsubsidized is because they think they're going to need their health insurance. So they might be unhappy about a 20% increase and decide to pay for it. Or they might say, you know what, that's too much. I could barely afford my premium before. I'm going to sit it out. And I think that's the worrisome scenario for the administration. I think, like you mentioned, the folks with subsidies, they are a little bit protected and insulated from these premium increases. But that still leaves a few million people who aren't getting subsidies, and they're in a very tough spot with their premiums this year.
Well, what does this tell us about the long-term viability of the Affordable Care Act? You know, where Jeremy's reporting from Colorado today, where there's been a push to start a state universal care plan and drop out altogether. That is probably going to fail on this go-around of public voting on it. But, you know, will more states drop out? What has to happen?
So I think the administration really wants to see enrollment increase, and I think that is pretty key. They released data last week saying they think a million more people will join the marketplaces. That now feels very optimistic given what we know about the premium increases. And I think so they're focused on enrollment. They're also focused on making sure that insurers stay in the market. They had dozens of carriers leave the market last year. About one in three counties in the United States only has one Obamacare plan. So a disaster scenario, the scenario they really don't want, is some place in the country where no insurance company will sell on the Obamacare marketplaces. Mm-hmm. There's really not a fallback plan for that. So I think their focus right now is just making sure the insurers that are still on the market stay in the market and seeing if they can bump up enrollment a little bit to make the market more appealing, to make it bigger and maybe entice a few more insurance plans to rejoin in 2018.
Well, and some people are saying that this is just growing pains.
It's very hard to tell right now. You know, one of the big questions that is hard to understand is this big increase a one-time kind of writing of the course? Are they one-time correcting for bad information they had before? Or is this the start of some big rate increases in Obamacare?
Right. And an unraveling.
Most people I've talked to this morning think it is a one-time course correction. But they also think it is possible that if healthy people drop out, we could see more big rate increases in the future.
Well, Donald Trump definitely thinks, as he's been saying today, it's over for Obamacare. He also misspoke. He said his employees were being hurt by this, but his employees presumably get employer health insurance from him, and people have pointed that out to him. And just be clear about that. This is about the exchanges, not about employer-directed health insurance?
Yeah, so this is a big problem politically. A lot of people will hear about these premium increases, hear about insurance premiums going up. But most of us, myself included, about 85% of Americans under 65 are getting their insurance at work. And this has nothing to do with your insurance if you get insurance at your workplace. Yeah. This is for the specific group of 10 million people who get insurance on the marketplaces.
Yeah, and it's going to hurt them. Sarah Cliff covers health policy for Vox. Sarah, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.